From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday that I'm actually wishing right now while recording on a Thursday, since I'm having or had, by the time you're hearing this, my first colonoscopy Monday when I usually record on Mondays. So yeah, needed to free up the weekend and get ready for that. Meaning if something major happened over the weekend that I'm not referencing here, yeah, that's why. But I did just see right after recording Friday's show here on Thursday, Hulk Hogan died at the age of 71. Terry Bollea, former pro wrestler. Man, he was a man back in the 80s when I used to watch him. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Junkyard Dog, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Kamala. You know, back when it was the WWF. That was my preteen years before I knew wrestling was fake and full of storylines.
My favorite stories of the day.
There's a mom in Apple Valley, California, who may want to test her luck. Just test, because she just gave birth to her fourth kid on July 7th, the seventh day of the seventh month. And get this, KABC 7 in Los Angeles talked with the mom, her family, doctors, and verified all this, being her other three kids were also born on July 7th. Different years and none of the deliveries induced. So all four were born on the seventh day of the seventh month, hitting sevens back to back to back to back. That's a lucky streak we're testing in Vegas. And speaking of lucky, I guess this means the dad is around the same time every year, apparently. Sprinkle me, man. 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 I can't speak for others, but a lot of times when I walk by a tower and feel a sprinkle of water or mist, I look up, whether or not I should, to see if it's from a water tower on the roof or an air conditioning unit maybe hanging from a window. But the last thing anyone would think they'd see or want to see is exactly what some people would have seen when and if they looked up. The Smoking Gun news site got a hold of a St. Petersburg police report filed in Florida's Pinellas County Court, which said a 30-year-old ad exec from New York, of course he'd be from New York, went to a rooftop bar this past Friday night and by about 1:30 that early Saturday morning, had enough to drink to where you know where this is headed. He unzipped his shorts, whipped out his ding-dong, and sent the golden shower cascading below. And there were people below. And there was security up above saying they saw him peeing down on those people and went over to escort him out. I'm guessing they let him finish before taking him down to hand over to police, but he was charged with disorderly conduct. I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been fighting 85. And we will stick around this crazy sunshine state because around 8:30 last Friday morning, north of St. Petersburg, 911 dispatchers started getting calls from drivers, plural, on the Suncoast Parkway. Because some guy was driving his nice big red lawnmower down the highway. He also said he was driving erratically, but if pushing a riding mower down a highway lane at 8:30 in the morning, erratic is already baked into this cake. So Fox 13 News in Tampa is reporting Florida Highway Patrol troopers went out and pulled up on his 38-year-old. They say he showed several physical signs of being high or drunk. If riding a lawnmower down a highway didn't make that obvious enough. They also say he refused to take a sobriety test, but they still arrested him for DUI because, yeah, riding a lawnmower down a highway, 8:30 in the morning, might spark suspicions of driving under the influence of something. And before we break, there's a 7-month-old pot-bellied pig named Wiggly that is somebody's pet in Stockton, California. But little Piggly Wiggly here has been breaking free like a couple weeks ago on Monday, July 14th, and digging holes in neighbors' yards before Porky's owners pull the future bacon provider back onto the property. Yes, CBS 13 Sacramento ran a story on this saying neighbors even went to a recent city council meeting to complain about Wiggly. And the owners, since local animal services say they already told them pot-belly pigs are not even allowed as pets in Stockton. They gave Wiggly's owners 14 days to find it a new home out of town or a butcher. back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
And now for a moment of calmness.
Mosquito bites, an itching rash from the plant you thought was a fern. Snake, a grass snake, but a snake. Pollen, which Charlie Murphy reminded us is only a plant's form of sperm.
Thank you for this moment of calmness.
Yeah, thanks for this rash.
Brought to you by
your mama.
ASMR, alluring sounds modulating randiness.
I got plant sperm up my nose. There's your randiness.
And now for the world around us.
Yeah, starting this past Sunday, the 20th, people in Toronto who skip out on paying bus and train fares will have to watch out for poo. Yeah, poo, as in poo-poo. Fare inspectors officially had their titles changed to Provincial Offenses Officers. Poo being the acronym. Toronto really did that to their fare inspectors, gave them gray shirts and vests with the new title on them. So now bus and train riders will know when poo inspectors are coming. I mean, at least their gray uniforms are not brown. Now, CTV News is reporting Toronto Transit Commission members were well aware of the acronym before going with it. And the TTC put out a statement saying, "We were kids once, too, and the acronym was thought through." The end of that part of the quote, but went on to say the title Provincial Offenses Officer was officially used in Ontario legislation way before the TTC started using it. So they're blaming whoever wrote up the bill that made the changes for this on the legislative end. But since the TTC went with it, poo inspectors will have to live with it. And all the puns and jokes. Won't you please help me? Hey, right now in Hungary, some hungry beetles eating through history. Restoration workers are busy and carefully pulling hundreds of thousands of books from shelves inside Hungary's oldest library. The Associated Press is reporting the 1,000-year-old Pannonhalma Arch Abbey is a Benedictine monastery. It's where this beetle infestation that was found during routine library cleaning, clued off by extra dust on the shelves with some holes in some of the book spines. So workers have been slowly disinfecting around the library to get all the tiny beetles burrowed in the books. Well, BBC News is reporting the Friday before last, a 23-year-old guy from Sandy, Bedfordshire, pleaded guilty to two drug counts for selling weed after investigators say the young man texted an officer to brag about a new strain of weed he was selling, only he did not know he was texting a cop. Now, police tell the BBC officers served a warrant at the guy's home last October, arrested him after saying they found cell phones with texts on them talking about drugs and costs. And they say he made bail then, but then 8 days later was texting customers from a new phone. Only cops say somehow one of the customers was not a buyer, but actually one of the officers who served that initial warrant. So if this happened the way it was explained, that officer's work number somehow ended up in the dealer's new phone.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
We'll skip ahead to celebrity birthdays next.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch.
Ask your doctor about
Sibinac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards.
Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum, I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
I'm gonna offer you.
Little girl ain't ugly. She just don't look like nobody else. I got high one night and walked a woman to a man's front door. You ain't seen nothing, buddy, till you look down the barrel of a 44. That's why I want my own big fat woman with me shaking on her bone, yeah.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 29th.
The beat won't fail me with more rhymes than times he washes hands and feet daily.
EDM DJ Danger Mouse, 48.
I'm big and you're big and you can't make the
Boy
Boyz II Men singer Wanya Morris is 52, and so is actor Stephen Dorff, 52.
This one's for the good.
Singer Martina McBride celebrating her 59th.
Oh, mama, there's a Spanish dancer.
E Street Band singer, songwriter, guitarist, and Bruce's significant other with multiple myeloma, Patti Scialfo. She's having a good one. She's 72.
Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Rush, lead singer and bass guitarist, Geddy Lee, also 72. And so is fashion consultant, professor, and Project Runway coach, Tim Gunn, 72. And rounding out the 72 club is documentary maker Ken Burns, 72. And on Wednesday, Jane the Virgin, actor Gina Rodriguez will be 41. Handmaid's Tale and Chuck, actor Yvonne Strahovski will be 43. Actor Jamie Presley in My Name is Earl, 48. Actor Hilary Swank will turn 51. Actor and comedian Tom Green, 54. And movie director Christopher Nolan, 55. Peck-popping actor Terry Crews will be 57. And actor Vivica A. Fox will be 61.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
Phoebe in Friends, actor Lisa Kudrow, 62. Morpheus, Furious Styles, and Boys in the Hood, actor Lawrence Fishburne, 64.
Billy's got his beer goggles on.
Singer Neil McCoy will turn 67. And singer-songwriter Kate Bush, also 67 Wednesday. Actor Delta Burke, designing women, 69. Bodybuilder turned actor turned governator and back to acting. In Netflix's FUBAR lately, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be 78.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Singer Paul Anka will turn 84.
The blue.
Singer-guitarist Buddy Guy just had that cameo in the movie Sinners. Great movie. Mr. Chicago Blues. Buddy Guy will be 98. Then on Thursday, well, fans of Modern Family should remember little Manny, the Pritchard son. Yeah, well, actor Rico Rodriguez will be turning 27 now.
Every time that you leave your spot, your girlfriend call me like, come on over.
Rapper Lil Uzi Vert, 31. Hey, Ryan in the Office, actor, comedian, and producer BJ Novak will be 46.
Like our chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night.
Singer Zach Brown, along with his band, he'll be 47. Actor Dean Cain played Superman and Clark Kent in the old show Lois and Clark. He'll be 59. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling will turn 60.
I have
musician and DJ Fatboy Slim will be 62. And Blade, oh, Jungle Fever, like Lawrence Fishburne, too many to list. Wesley Snipes, 63. Always bet on blacks. See, another reference.
This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys singer Gary Lewis, Jerry's son, is turning 80. Charlie's fourth child, actor Geraldine Chaplin, 81. And guitarist Kenny Burrell is turning 94 on Thursday. And that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. Appreciate you all listening and hopefully having a great start to the week while I've hopefully recovered from Monday's colonoscopy. The joys of being in my 50s. Hey, have a good rest of the week, everybody. Back on Friday with the show recorded at the regular time.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Phoebe and Friends with her smelly cat. Actor Lisa Kudrow, 62. Oh, man, I can't say that. Shownuff.